of offense. Isn't that sad? They said it was disrespectful. Never mind that, Moses? He took his shoes off because he was on holy ground. But apparently in that case, it was offensive. So, all right. Let me get this in presentation mode. Okay, and I think they're going to put something up on the screen. Okay, so I'll wait for a second till they get that up. And usually I kind of run through this in my room, kind of say what I'm going to say and get the flow together. But honestly, this last week was so crazy that I got this together and kind of thought about how I wanted to say it or how I felt I was supposed to say it, prayed about it and stuff. But I didn't necessarily practice it out. So hopefully the flow is okay. So the body. You guys are about to see how big a nerd I am because I love everything. With kinesiology is the study of how the body moves. And honestly, if I did anything in science, if I'd gone to school for anything in science, it probably would have been for kinesiology because I absolutely am fascinated with the body as a whole and how it functions and how it moves. I think it's just, I mean, that's where it blows my mind that people think evolution could have happened. I'm not speaking on that today. But when you look at the intricacy of how everything flows together, there's no chance to this. But anyway, so going to the next one, let's move forward. Am I supposed to hit it this way? This way? I am. I'm pressing what he told me to press right here. I use these clickers at work every day. Okay, so we're going to start with some basics. Nourishing the body. We can take this as a whole, like the church body, or yourself spiritually. I believe the spiritual and the physical have a lot of mirroring of each other, and that God doesn't do things by accident, and that this is not a biblical thus saith the Lord. This is just kind of what I have gleaned, and disclaimer first, all this stuff, this is not about striving. So if it comes across that way, throw it away. Just throw it away. Because this is just more about how God uses processes and there's natural consequences to all of our actions. God, obviously, you accept him into your life. You take him in. He's your friend. You're saved. You're good. But there's different... We can be saved and not go to God and connect daily, and we can be a hot mess. I mean, we've seen Christians that are all over the place. They're not less saved, but anyway, let me just get into it. All right, so nourishing the body. Basic nutrients, carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. These are called macronutrients. Any food you eat is either a carbohydrate, a protein, or a fat, unless you're eating something synthetic that they added to your food that isn't a real food, and maybe we can get into that a little bit. That's a huge cause of inflammation in the body, is eating things that aren't really food that they put in. But carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. Not all carbohydrates are equal. Not all proteins are equal. Not all fats are equal. Basically, you can have oatmeal, brown rice, healthy carbohydrates, or you can have white bread, a Twinkie. Twinkie's a carbohydrate, but it's going to tear you up if you eat Twinkies all the time, right? Proteins, you can eat really good, healthy meat, or you can eat something that's been processed till it doesn't even look like meat. And we've all had that out of desperation, out of, like, we've had Spam. Is it called Spam? It's so gross. It's not the best protein for your body, right? And then my friend here in the back, do you guys still raise the grass-fed beef? Yeah, like, come on. That stuff's, like, the best, right? And then you've got your fats. Used to be in the 80s, everybody's eating these fat-free diets. And what happened, they're now believing that not having fat in your body may be one of the things that was actually causing cardiovascular problems, because we need healthy fats to get rid of bad fats, right? And so you've got your triglycerides, you've got your saturated fats, bad fats. Avocado, good fat. There's good fats, and we need good fats in the body. And so there's all this hype, like, don't eat any carbohydrates, or don't eat any fat, or don't eat this, don't eat that. Now they're finding either a balanced of a certain macronutrient split or a carb cycling, where there are days where you eat higher protein and fat, lower carbohydrates, and then other days you eat higher carbohydrates, lower fats, and that keeps your body guessing and keeps that metabolism revving. And these are new things they're finding out. Some of those bodybuilders that you see that have almost no fat on their body, that's what they're doing. They're carb cycling. So how does this, so going into this, if you're eating the wrong things, you can be, I'll get into it, you can be fed but not nourished. How does this parallel the spiritual? What we listen to, what we read, the things we think about, what we look at, who we hang out with, all these things can affect our spirit. We're feeding our spirit daily by what we're doing, by who we're with. Like, and I'm not saying don't hang out with someone who needs Jesus and is messed up. No, I'm not saying that. I'm thinking about being purposeful with putting good things in to nourish our spirit, to nourish our mind, to nourish our soul. Because sometimes in the rat race of life, we're just taking things in, just taking all this stuff in. And then we feel tired. You feel worn out. You feel weak. You feel disconnected. You know, you're so busy, you haven't stopped to think about what your emotions actually are, how you actually feel about what you're doing in life. So we can either be nourished or we can be left starved. It can also put toxins into our body. If the physical food we're eating has all these preservatives and all these extra things in it that aren't food, they've changed grain so much, they now think grain is sometimes causing inflammation in people's bodies because they've changed the wheat grain so much that sometimes our bodies have a hard time recognizing it as actual food. And I'll get into inflammation just briefly. So we don't function properly, and the same thing can happen in our spirit. We take in so much crap, and we don't take time to detoxify ourselves, get time with God, connect to people. And again, this is not about being more saved. This is about just feeling better spiritually and being able to move properly spiritually, because we're not all clogged up with putting in a bunch of negative stuff into ourselves. So, I go to the next one. Unhealthy bodies. An old adage was skinny meant healthy. Skinny does not mean healthy. I know someone right now who is eating 500 calories a day. She does not want to be fat. She's starving herself. Her body is probably digesting her organs at times. Skinny does not mean healthy. There's no muscle left on her body. I don't know how she has energy to get up. She says she's tired and has headaches all the time. She's starting to have gastroenterology problems. She started going to a doctor. It's critical, and she's having a really hard time making herself eat. Skinny does not mean healthy. And I was thinking about that. What is that spiritually? And I was thinking about striving. And I was thinking about how in the Bible God talks about the whitewashed tombs and, you know, the Pharisees and just religion. Religion wants, you know, society thinks skinny means healthy, whatever. So I was thinking about how religion, it's all about how you look on the outside, but it's not about what your health actually is. When I used to be a trainer, I would rather see somebody who had extra weight on them but was eating healthy and exercising than somebody who was skinny, who had cut out nutrients from their body, because that's not healthy. And in the end, they're going to lose muscle. Their calorie intake will have to be way lower. They'll have to eat less, which means they'll lose more muscle, because your body, when you don't get enough food, guess what? It doesn't just digest or use the fat from your body. It will use your muscle. And so that person is going to go on a spiral to where they can't eat hardly anything because they haven't done it right, and their body's not going to keep that weight off. The other one is, so spiritually, that whitewashed tomb, they look like they got it all together. They look like they got it all together. But it's all out of your own strength. It's all out of striving. And I think a lot of this is just preaching to the choir. You guys know this stuff. But they're not connecting to God. And sometimes it's okay to let our flaws show, because it's real. And man, how much more refreshing is it when we speak to somebody who's real about their struggles but loves God, and they're just connecting to Him, and they're like, you know, God's helping me through this. I mean, you're able to connect to them, and their openness makes you able to be open. You know, and I think that that has helped me a lot when I was at the gym and I would talk to somebody and they'd be like, working out and fitness and all stuff, but they'd be like, well, last night I ate a candy bar, and then, you know, I went to Union Dairy and had a double scoop. I mean, it was good to know that other people had those struggles, too. The other one where people are unhealthy is we get busy. Well, I'll go to the physical, and then I'll go to the spiritual. Overweight but malnourished. I think this is a huge thing in America, physically and spiritually. Eating, 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 but not eating what's right for you, what's good for you. And so there's people all over America overweight but malnourished. People who have vitamin deficiencies, people who have all sorts of intolerances in their body and inflammation built up. And I was thinking, spiritually, what is the parallel for this? And I was thinking about that taking in and feeding yourself with all these things that don't satisfy. I struggle with this with my job because my job is a job that, if you're careful, you know, you'll start striving because it's all about sales and goals. And to keep the job, you have to make the sales. So then it becomes about money and you can get carried away. And I have to watch myself with this. And you can be pushing and pushing so hard that you suddenly realize I'm just running on a treadmill. Life has become this routine of striving, and it's, your life is full. You're busy. You're really, really busy. But inside, you're starving because you're not taking that time to feed yourself with the things that renew you. And we're renewed by connecting to God, by reading his word, by spending time with fellowship with people that we really love and care about and that spur us on in God. And those things, sometimes we connect in other ways. Maybe you connect by listening to worship music or soaking or just sitting outside and looking at something beautiful in nature. But whatever it is, those are the things that we need to nourish our soul with and take time with it. And it's not selfish. It's not selfish to nourish your spirit and your soul. It's feeding yourselves and it's care. So again, not about striving, but about nourishing yourself. So inflammation. I didn't put really too much on here about it because I just kind of want to talk about it. Most of the disease in our bodies is caused by inflammation. It's insane. They're finding out more and more and more about sickness and disease being caused by inflammation. Used to think inflammation was just like, you know, you sprained your ankle or your wrist and it just blew up. No, a lot of the cancers, am I correct, Andrew? Inflammation. Inflammation is huge. And spiritually, what's inflammation? Offenses, unforgiveness. Inflammation can be all sorts of things. It's the things we don't deal with in our lives that we just let build up and grow and become these bigger things. It's the stuff we don't cut out of our lives that's toxic that we just let sit in our bodies, in our spirits. There's a lot of things that I could talk about physically with inflammation. Exercise helps with inflammation. Too much exercise can cause inflammation. Things that aren't food can cause inflammation. Things that they say too much red meat can cause inflammation. I don't want to believe that because I love red meat. So I don't know if that one's true or not. I just choose to just kind of look the other way on that one. Too much sugar. There's all sorts of things that are caused. So if you, and also, just a little side note, omega-3 and omega-6. Omega-6 is in meat. Omega-6 is like in red meat and a lot of our foods, but omega-3 is in fish, but you have to be careful with fish because where you get it, farmed fish, is not so good. But anyway, omega-3 is critical to get rid of inflammation in your body. Just a little side note, not spiritual, but if you're not taking omega-3, take it because we need it. Anyway, going on. All right, the energy systems, here's where the nerd hits. Okay, so did you know there's three energy systems in your body? There's three different ways your body produces energy. One has two ways within it. So there's aerobic with oxygen and anaerobic without oxygen. Aerobic is everything you do on a daily basis that isn't extreme exertion. This is aerobic. This is aerobic. I'm using the aerobic energy system right now, all right? But also a steady state, not overly, like, run could be aerobic. It might tap into the anaerobic system a little bit, but it's aerobic. Okay. Then the other two are under the anaerobic, and they mean without oxygen. The anaerobic glycolactic system, or glycogen system, uses glucose, blood glucose, and fats. And that would be weightlifting and sprints. That's the glycogen system. And then within that, there's also the creatine phosphate system, or the phosphagen system. The way this is produced is too complicated to talk about here. But your body does ATP and creatine, and it produces this. And this system is used for 10-second all-out exertion. It's kind of hard to train for this one. But this is why you can do cardio to the wazoo, but then go and do something that, like a sprint, and just be like, because you have different systems. And if you're not using one of the systems, but you're using the other system, you will be fit in one area, but not in another. And that's why sometimes people talk about cross training. Okay. So how does this mimic spiritually? This one, I don't know if I'm stretching. This was just kind of what I kind of came up with. So it's no, you know, God says this sort of thing. The aerobic is our day-to-day life. It's just the stuff we're doing every day, right? So I am walking across this stage. I'm using my aerobic system. Does this make me any more fit? Does this make me any more ready? Is this purposeful? Okay, so we go through our day-to-day life. We're living. But if I go out for a run, or I go out and walk my dog every day to get some exercise, and I walk at a brisker pace, I'm using that energy system a little more. Maybe I go for a bike ride. I'm using that energy system a little bit more. As long as it's not all out, it's not like sprinting or running up a hill on the bike with, that's going into the other systems. But then it's a purposeful use of the aerobic system. And it will make the body more efficient. Do you know your stroke volume and your heart gets better when you use your aerobic system and you work it? That means your body pumps out more blood with each pump, so it doesn't have to work as hard. You also get winded less easily because your oxygen reuptake gets better. There's a bunch of stuff that happens. So, in our day-to-day life, I was thinking about purposeful living. That doesn't mean all day you've mapped out what you're going to do. It doesn't mean you're striving. It just means you have time that you take aside for purposeful living, that connecting with someone, that time to just sit and be still and let God touch you. Whatever it is that you need, because the Bible says without a vision, the people perish. So as a church, purposeful living. As an individual, purposeful living. It's just getting that cardio system working better. You know, you're nourishing yourself, and then you're using that system in a way that it's going to work just in a way that makes life easier. Because you know what? Actually, it sometimes takes me a lot of energy to get myself to the gym. But once I exercise, I find that I actually have more energy. So sometimes the purposeful living can feel kind of tiring to have to go do that. But once you go do it, that thing that you needed to do, maybe it's just going and sitting down with coffee with a friend that you know when you're with them, you just feel loved, you know? But whatever it is, it re-energizes you, right? Those things that nourish your spirit, the using of those energy systems in the right way, that purposeful living, it re-energizes you. And it's so easy to get caught up in just the rat race of doing stuff and not thinking about what we're doing. Okay, so then the anaerobic system. This is the uncomfortable exercise, right? And I was struggling. I was like, God, what is this? You know, if there's a parallel, what would this be? And I was thinking about something that had just come up. And I have an name written down there just to kind of, it's not anybody knows. But I recently had this friend, these two friends get upset. And the one went and told the other off. She was upset and she told her off. She called her up, told her off. And she used we. So that made all her think that all the other friends were involved in it. Yes, I hate the we, don't you? Like, I did not give you permission to say the we. So then I get a message, and this friend is like, were you talking about me? Were you this? Were you that? So, first reactions, one, tell her off back. Get emotional. Get upset. Nope, that doesn't do anything. When we act out of emotion, usually it does not go well. The second was, I am so sick of this behavior, I'm not even going to answer you back. And then there's a third option. Just stop, pray about it, be purposeful, message her and say, is there a time we can set up and talk about this? And ask God to just be part of it, right? That's the uncomfortable moments that we don't want to deal with. But when we walk through those purposefully with God, it strengthens our faith and it strengthens us. And there's growth in that. And I was thinking about weightlifting. There's growth. Your muscles, you actually have the number of muscles you're born with, the number of muscle cells, you have those for life. We grow them bigger. We don't add them. So it's very much a process of when there's uncomfortable situations, we can run from them or we can react to them or we can be purposeful in them, and that will grow us to be able to handle them better. And then when an unexpected one comes that we have to handle in the moment, we've been going to God to handle these things. And so our system is really working more efficiently. I'm not saying it's always going to be like this. You may still freak out. I have freakouts. People that know me have experienced them. And then the creatine phosphate system, the 10-second all-out. I didn't really have an answer for that one. And so I just kind of decided that that's when God just sends his power. And, I mean, all of those, God's power is involved. But I decided that's when God just sends his power. And you didn't train for it, but you've been connecting to him in the other things. And so he just gives you what you need. That's his dunamis. That's just what I decided. So there we go. So some fun facts about muscles. Three kinds of muscles: smooth, skeletal, and cardiac. Smooth muscle is your organs. Skeletal muscle, the muscles we do everything with. And then cardiac is just your heart. There's a special muscle, type of muscle, or kind of muscle that's just your heart. That muscle isn't found anywhere else in the body. It's kind of interesting, right? Needed a special muscle because it was going to always be working. Gets just little, what, half second, 1 second rests, and then it pumps again and again and again. But it's made to do that. Within the muscles, there are two types of muscle. There's slow twitch and there's fast twitch muscle. Slow twitch muscle is used for aerobic workouts, for your day-to-day stuff. And then fast twitch muscle is more for the sprints or the weightlifting. And within that fast twitch, there's type 1 and type 2, and I'm not going to go that deep into what those are for, but I just thought it was interesting that there's different kinds of muscle and different types of muscle for different things. And I'm not going to even give you what I think that is, but just to go into the movement, when it happens in the body, it's super complex. There's these sliding filaments that slide across each other, and that's how the muscles are able to move. There's like a weird chemical reaction. They can't even figure out fully what causes it. They call it the sliding filament theory. But they're still not, with all the science we have, they're still not fully understanding it. So muscle's made for movement. It's made for strength. The body would not move without muscle. Muscle has origins and insertions into the joints and the bones. I kind of think of Jesus as being the skeleton. You know, like we've got to be attached to him or the muscles don't work. And they need an origin and an insertion, a beginning and end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. Come on. Like, isn't that kind of cool? I don't know. Okay, I'm, again, geeking out. Okay, so the muscle is meant to be smooth and flexible. Muscle is not meant to be hard. When muscle hardens, there is a problem. And I'm not talking about like, although you'll notice weightlifters, often their muscle's very hard if you touch it. One of the reasons is because they should be stretching that stuff and they should be rolling it and breaking up the scar tissue, because when you weightlift, you break down the muscle and the scar tissue builds up, which increases the size of the muscle. If you don't stretch it, then it will build up, it'll get hard, it'll break, and it will tear. Okay, so I'm going to go into some more spiritual in just a minute. Muscle does not work correctly under these conditions. Sedentary, not used often. Overuse, muscle imbalances, trauma, and disease. I might have missed some stuff out here. I will try to hurry it along. I don't know how long I've been speaking for, so I hope I'm not losing people. So sedentary, weak muscles, lack of use. Overuse muscles, well, I'll go to the spiritual on that. Not moving forward, apathetic, a need for adventure. How many of us have felt stuck? Maybe if you feel stuck, it's time to ask God, what adventure can we go on? How can I get up and move, God? Not to earn God's love, but just to feel alive, just to feel strengthened. It feels good when you get up and move. Overuse. Muscle becomes hard. A breaking down of the muscle that over time can cause scarring and tearing may need stretching, resting, massage, or other treatments. After time, we'll need to move again. So after a time of rest, you need to move again. Nikki talked about this a little bit. Did he say yours was overuse?
A frozen shoulder, not enough.
Not enough using.
I stopped using it because I didn't know what was wrong. I didn't want to damage it more.
Did he say the initial was overuse?
No.
The hover. Yes. Okay. Then it was Trump. So overuse. Spiritually, trying to do too much, striving, it can cause injury to ourselves when we just go too hard and we don't give ourselves rest. It's spiritual to rest so we can move again. Sometimes we need rest so we can move again. A muscle imbalance. This one fascinates me. It took me a little while to understand this one fully. One muscle is stronger or weaker than the other. Now I'm going to go into how muscle works a little bit. When I contract the bicep, the opposing muscle stretches. That's the tricep. We have opposing muscles all over the body that work together. When I contract this one stretches. When I go this way, I contract the tricep, the bicep stretches. They work in opposition to each other. Okay? So when you have a really strong bicep, but a very weak, stretched out tricep, the bicep can become hard and stronger, and you can lift this big weight. But when you go to let it down, the tricep may not be strong enough to handle it, and you can tear your tricep. Or the bicep can tear because it's just brittle from being overused. But the thing is I was thinking spiritually, when we work together in the body, just because you're stronger in some area doesn't mean that someone else is, and you can get frustrated. Why can't you do this? Come on. God says, you stoop down, or David said of God, you stoop down to make me great. How can we work together so that even when we're in opposition of each other, when we don't agree with one another, that we still find a unity, or how can we bring that person up that's maybe lagging behind? The other place where you can have a muscle imbalance, and I had this, you have a group of muscles in your shoulder. There's not one. There's a bunch of them. I was doing pull-ups, pulling my whole body up. I thought I was so cool. And then I started getting this pain, and there was one small muscle deep down in here that wasn't as strong as the rest, and it was scarring it up. Because all the others could do it, but the one couldn't. And I had to stop and start doing all these exercises the physical therapist gave me and all these stretches to get the one to where the others are. Spiritually, sometimes the whole group can do something, but then there's one or two. What can we do for them? Again, not rushing on, but having that love and that grace to go back and say, hey, how can I help? What can I do to help you through this? And I had to go in and get massage therapy, and they had to, break up the scar tissue. It was really hard. It was really hard to have that done. And then finally, trauma. Injury or an accident, a bruise or a tear, it may need treatment. Spiritually, we can have trauma, and it can be caused by ourselves, or it can be caused by someone else. And it may require extra help to heal, stretching, moving, and other care. Sometimes it's going to need icing. Icing helps with inflammation, but then sometimes if it's more close to the tendon, it might actually need heat because the tendons aren't very vascular and you need that heat to help get more blood in there for circulation. So the same with trauma. There's going to be a lot of extra care with someone that has trauma, but at the same time, there's a point where you've healed and you've got to start moving, or else if you don't, then it's never going to fully heal if you coddle it. Moving along, we're close to done. Okay, the race. So just kind of an application of all this. The world calls a rat race. A race implies, the rat race implies climbing over others, win or be climbed over. We're all just nudging each other out, running through the maze, kill or be killed. But God calls it a race, and he says to run the race set before us. And I was thinking about God's race. He makes it more out like you're running to get a prize, which implies it's a race you've chosen to do, not one you've been forced. Because a rat race, they put the rat in the maze, right? And has to run around. There's a bunch of rats. They have to run around the maze. They can't get out if they want. But a race to win a prize isn't a striving thing. People do those races because they love them. They love them. They love the challenge. They get up at 4 a.m. They're out there. They're the happiest people you've ever seen. They're running around. They're eating their protein bars and drinking their glucose and all this stuff. But they've trained and they've disciplined and they've been purposeful. And it's not this weighty thing that's been put on them. It's something they want to do and they're excited about it. One thing, just real quick with that is, and I think I have like one or two more slides just with some scriptures. I'm not even sure I'm going to go into those, and then we'll be done. When I first started going to the gym, I didn't get a lot of results. I didn't know what I was doing. And then I met a few people there that knew what they were doing. And then they pointed me towards books, and I started getting results. And I met this guy, I'll just say his first name, it's Mark. He is more fit than almost anybody there. He's 41 years old, and he's there half the time of everybody else. He'll go in, weightlift for 20 minutes, be on the elliptical for 10 to 20 minutes, and he's gone. He used to do competitive lifting. And there's other guys, they'll be there for 3 hours. And I asked him about that one time, and he said, if you study and you know what you're doing, you can efficiently do it quick and get out. And he said, but there's lots of people that don't understand what they're doing, don't understand there's no purposefulness to it. And so because of that, they're in there for hours killing themselves. And I've seen it, people in there for hours, and they are there for months later, they look the same. They're striving, and they don't have anyone to help them along, and they just give up. And just was thinking about spiritually, sometimes we need people to help guide us. Sometimes we need people to help show us, like, this, maybe this will help you. Maybe this is how, you know, or when someone comes along and prays for you or says, hey, let's go to coffee, you know, and how it says the older women teach the younger women, you know, these sort of things. This is just kind of what I was thinking about in the application, that it doesn't have to be hard work. I mean, it really doesn't. When you learn what connects you to God, what nourishes you, when you have those things in place, the movement becomes more easy, and it's not this big, long thing. So anyway, I hope I'm making sense. So they're just the scriptures. I put them in. I'm not going to read them, but I put them in because I felt like I needed a scripture reference for what I was saying and not just thus saith Esther. So, you know, God talks about running the race and about disciplining the body and self-control. And again, not for the sake of, I'm going to keep saying it, striving, but just there are processes and natural laws in the universe. There are. If you eat Twinkies every day, you will not be healthy, right? If you never move, your muscles will not be strong, you know? So there's processes, and the same spiritually. God saves us without any effort. God, I believe in you. Help me, save me, forgive me. He's there. He paid that price. But at the same time, there's ways of living our lives, or there's purposefulness that will certainly make us, help us feel more connected to God. And I hope that there is, that I'm making the separation well enough so that nobody walks away and feels like I said, you've got to do these things to be in a good place with God, because that is not the heart of this. And if it comes across that way, my apologies. And then finally, let us throw off everything that hinders us. And the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And just take that and apply that as you want to what's been said. So this is just recapping. And you know what? I don't think I even need to do that because I think we've gone over it enough. But that was it. It's just a correlation
of just movement and connecting to God and purposeful living and taking time for yourself to rejuvenate and be nourished. So I hope you're blessed.